You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's a late summer Friday. You know what that means.
Showtime for Phil and Frank. What else could it be?
Late summer. What, you got something against autumn? You don't like spring?
You never invite me back.
Winter?
You guys love the NFL too much.
You know, there's not a lot of fall off days.
No.
There's not a lot.
The madness is starting right about now.
It is.
U.S. Open, college football.
2 weeks from last night, NFL kicks off. Welcome to PTI. Tony promises he'll be rested enough to work Monday. But here with me today is our great friend, Mr. Frank Isola.
I brought my whole family with me.
That's kind of a springtime greeting. Let's start with tomorrow's kickoff of the college football season. Southern Cal, number 6, is the highest-ranked team in action hosting San Jose State. Heisman Trophy-winning quarterback Caleb Williams, Gonzaga High School, leads Lincoln Riley's Trojans into their final Pac-12 season. That sounds so sad. Frank, do you see USC as legit title contenders?
They still have the best uniforms in football. Even when they go to York. I love their uniforms. They should have been there last year. They were on pace to be in the college football playoffs. Then they laid an egg against Utah in the Pac-12 championship game.
Their defense laid an egg.
But that quarterback is the biggest name in college football, coming off winning the Heisman Trophy. How about the fact that if he wins it again, first back-to-back since Archie Griffin. Ohio State way back in the 70s. But you mentioned the defense. That's going to be the biggest thing. But Lincoln Riley, offensively, they're set. But they were ranked in, you know, the bottom third of college football in every major defensive category.
They were.
But they used the transfer portal. And we think the, you know, free agency in baseball, NFL, you know, NBA is crazy, like the transfer market in college and in professional soccer. Nothing is like the transfer portal for every sport in college.
That's right, every
sport. It changes the game. And for him, he can improve his defense over one off season by just going to the transfer portal. That will be the reason why USC will be in the college football playoff this year.
I certainly think they're going to be solid in the hunt for it. Let me just go back to Caleb Williams for a second, which this is particularly a happy time to watch a kid who I know and his parents who I know. And my son goes to the high school which produced Caleb Williams. And he is a treasure.
Yeah.
He's a local civic treasure here in Washington, D.C. And he's taken that to Southern California. And he is doing something. Frank, in the last two seasons, here's what's hard, though. Having a third straight great season, not many people have done that in college.
Yeah.
You know what Caleb Williams has done in the Oklahoma season he played for Lincoln Riley in the USC season? How about 63 touchdowns and only, I think, 9 interceptions?
Yeah.
That's unthinkable. So we are asking him to do something that's tough. The short list, you mentioned already Archie Griffin. People like Johnny Rogers, Herschel Walker, Tim Tebow, Reggie Bush. The list of people.
I know.
Maybe Doug Flutie to some extent. The people who have had great careers and gone back-to-back years where they were Heisman worthy. Man, you're asking a lot, but yet we think he can do it because we've seen him do it. He's a magician with the football, with his feet and with his arm. The question is, will that defense be worthy? Because the defense let the team down.
You're right.
Not anything on offense.
He threw for 4,500 yards. He had 42 touchdown passes, and then he ran for 10.
Yes.
He was absolutely dominant.
One of the great seasons of all time for a
quarterback. Now, he's already saying that maybe I won't come out. He's going to be the number one overall pick. He'll come out after this year. But this is how much the game has changed. We think about running backs and quarterbacks. When Archie Griffin won the Heisman, that was a stretch of 11 straight years of a running back
winning
the
That's
Heisman.
Right. That's right.
11 of the last 13 Heisman Trophy winners have been quarterbacks.
I just want to,
it's amazing.
If I get to raise a toast or something, it to his health.
Yeah.
You know? To Caleb Williams, good health, and then let's see what they got. They're exciting. There must see TV right away.
4,500 yards and 42 touchdowns by the 10 running. Amazing. All right, let's move to baseball. Shohei Ohtani reportedly plans to hit tonight as the Angels open a series against the Mets at Citi Field in New York. Ohtani's torn UCL will keep him from pitching the rest of the season. All right, Mike, to protect his value heading into free agency, is Ohtani better off continuing to hit or shutting it down?
I'm going to go totally old school here. I'm going to go Ted Williams on you. You can sit out or you can go hit 406.
Exactly.
Which one you want to do?
Exactly.
What do you want to do? Ohtani has both the game and it seems the mentality. He will play through anything he can play through. So if you feel that way, you're going to play through this injury. This is going to stop you from pitching for a while,
yeah,
at least a year, not just a season. Then play. Go play. First of all, he's got 44 home runs with, what, 30 games left?
Yep.
He can hit 55 to 60 home runs. I mean, he can put himself out there so that he can be, at least in terms of his hitting prowess. No one's going to question for 1 second how much money they would give him as the best power hitter,
exactly,
in baseball. Keep playing.
And yeah, and he's a great draw. So you tell, all right, so the Yankees head physician, The Athletic had a story where they quoted the Yankees doctor as saying the best way to return as being a top pitcher would be just to focus on his rehab,
yes,
next season.
I get that.
Now, from what we know about Shohei Ohtani, who, besides the fact that he's a great player, seems like a great guy, great teammate, do you think he's going to sit out all of next season just to focus on the pitching?
No.
When the last time he had the Tommy John surgery back in 2018, he ended up having 425 at-bats. I would think that all these teams that are going to want him, and he's going to go to a big market, maybe he stays with the Angels.
Every day is the most important thing.
And every home game,
you're going to sell out
because it's him.
Yeah.
I get it. I understand that he's probably still going to want to do both, and the best thing, if he wanted to return to being, you know, a full-time starting pitcher, shut it down in terms of hitting. He's going to play next season. It's just the makeup of the player that he is, and he's going to come
tell
back.
Him. He's not the great, great, great players. And you and I, doing what we do for a living, have had occasion to know the great, 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 great players. And sitting out kills them.
Yeah.
That's why this whole NBA thing with this rest is so – it just works against all the instincts of truly great players. And I understand sometimes coaches and management shut you down. Ohtani doesn't seem like he has any of that in him. It's not in his DNA that he's closer to Ted Williams than he is to somebody who wants to sit out back-to-backs.
I know.
I don't see it either.
I mean, next season, let's assume that he's not going to pitch next season. To your point, he could still hit 50 home runs.
Yes.
He could still be the MVP next season.
While not pitching. So play. Well, play ball.
Amazing.
It's not guaranteed. You don't know.
That's right. That's right.
And now to Giannis's future with the Bucks. The star forward tells the New York Times he plans to put off extension discussions until next summer. And he won't sign at all if he doesn't feel the organization is committed to winning another title. Frank, how does Giannis's long-term future with the Bucks sound to you now?
You know what? I still think the Bucks are right from this standpoint. You tell me, everything that they've done over the last 4 or 5 years is to make themselves a championship contender. They brought back Chris Middleton, who did not play well last season. Brook Lopez, who did play well, they re-signed him. So I think they've done the Milwaukee Bucks organization understands that this is a once-in-a-generation kind of talent.
Yeah.
We're going to need him in order to win. But I'll say this for Giannis, and I love the guy, but last year he played 3 playoff games. They lost all 3. And in game 5 against Miami, he was 10 for 23 from the free throw line, so the Bucks should make a deal with him. We'll do everything we can to win. We need you to do everything you can. Exactly. Start making some free throws.
Frank, that's totally fair. By the way, I thought his comments in the New York Times were all measured.
Yeah.
And well thought out. This wasn't some guy going out there saying somebody in my organization is a liar.
Yeah.
I mean, Giannis is not that kind of dude.
No.
He's very deliberate in his actions and his reactions, and good for him, and good for Milwaukee and all of Bucks Nation, whatever that is. But I'm going to tell you something. I don't like particularly where the Bucks are going, or the Celtics, or the Sixers. I think the East is going to be totally up for grabs. I'm going to sit here soon. We're going to get there sooner than one. I'm going to suggest the New York Knicks could win the Eastern Conference if Miami doesn't, because I'm not liking the way any of them are going. And we know in the NBA, all right, you can either sign a new contract and get out of it. Because, that's all James Harden and Kyrie Irving and even Kevin Durant. Look, the number of people who stayed put, there's like a line from Kobe and Dirk all the way to Steph Curry. And everybody else moves around and they demand to be traded and they want to go somewhere else. I understand. Look, Giannis hitched his wagon to Milwaukee when other people thought he shouldn't. Other people thought he had to go to New York, right? Yeah. No, he didn't. He could say, I'm going to stay right here in this community. And by the way, look at what's happened. You and I go to Milwaukee. Look at what's happened in downtown Milwaukee because Giannis stayed.
Completely changed.
Completely different place. Good for him.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned Dirk and Kobe. You could throw Tim Duncan in there.
Tim Duncan.
And in that same article, Giannis did talk about the fact of spending, you know, staying in one city for his entire career. And he is under contract for two more years. But, again, and I love the guy, but when they lost to Toronto, they had Kawhi. He did not play well in the Eastern Conference Finals.
We weren't ready.
And last year, they had, and Mike, they had the best record in the NBA last year. He got hurt in the playoffs. And then the games that he played in, he didn't play well.
Yeah.
So the Bucks, it was Giannis who last year let them down. I understand injury is a big part of it, but he has to take a little bit of accountability
right now. You got Milwaukee winning the East?
I'm going to say yes. Jrue Holiday. Chris Middleton, to me, is the biggest question mark. He wasn't in good shape, and he didn't play well.
Miami or somebody, some wild card?
Not Boston. You're not
They gave away their heart and soul. Marcus Smart. Porzingis?
I know.
Huh? I ain't with that.
I know.
We're taking a break. We got off the tracks, off the rails. Coming up, what's more intriguing this weekend, Lionel Messi's MLS debut against the Red Bulls or Team USA's World Cup debut against New Zealand?
And is Carlos Alcaraz or Iga Swiatek more likely to repeat as U.S. Open champ? Toss-up is next.
Excited about the Open.
I don't have
any of those three teams winning the East. Nope.
They still have Tatum
Marcus
around.
Smart and Williams and...
They want Grant...
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
Time to spank Frank and toss up.
See what I did there?
What's first?
Toss up, more intriguing weekend event. Lionel Messi's regular season debut or Team USA's World Cup basketball debut?
Okay, this is not close. This isn't close. I can't believe I've reached this point in my life, but it's not close. The basketball doesn't matter. Team USA in the group stage plays, you know,
New Zealand,
Greece, and Jordan.
And Michael Jordan.
By Jordan, Michael Jordan, who
We'd
is
rather
now
see
60, would be closer, would get a group of guys named Jordan closer to the Team USA than those three teams and that Jordan. So this is about Messi. I can't believe I'm saying this. I am now streaming. I am streaming to watch
Messi
play
as a person
in those hideous but cool uniforms.
Yeah.
They're hideous, but they're cool. I'll give you it. Messi. It's Messi. I don't care now what game it is. He is so engaged. He's come over here and he's playing against dudes he couldn't possibly, if injected with truth serum, he has any respect for when he was winning Ballon d'Ors and playing in World Cups. He couldn't possibly respect the sort of seventh best league in the world. And yet he is. So it's Messi.
You're right. You're 100% right. Wake me when the FIBA World Cup gets to the knockout stage.
Yeah.
Because the U.S. is going to, we know that they'll be the last time, by the way, they finished seventh. But you're right about Messi. You're wrong about the uniform. It is the summer of Messi and Barbie and Taylor
Barbie,
Swift.
Good.
You know, like
good.
It's a summer and the color
Messi,
is pink.
No.
But they enter the game towards his first regular season game because the games that he played before were the League's Cup. They won the title. Then the game that he played Wednesday against Cincinnati was a U.S. Open Cup. So it's his first regular season game, and it matters because they go into it in last place in the Eastern Conference.
Does he care?
14 points behind ninth.
Does he care that much, you
think? Oh, 100%. He will 100%. You just mentioned it, and his teammates talk about how engaged he is, yeah. And he wants to win. Look when they win these tournaments, how happy he is. This is a guy
by
that
the
won
way,
the World
the way,
Cup in December.
How about the crowd in Cincinnati?
It was great.
That was wow.
I'll be there on Saturday and Harrison. Come up, unless you want to see Otani at Citi Field. Aaron Rodgers is
Aaron Rodgers. What's he doing?
MetLife. There's a lot going on in New York this weekend.
What's he doing? Nothing that matters. What's next?
Toss up which number one seed is more likely to repeat at the U.S. Open, Carlos Alcaraz or Iga Swiatek?
All right, I'm going to be a total cynic. I love the U.S. Open. The U.S. Open is one of my favorite events in person or on the telly. The later it goes, the better. I like those matches that go till 1 a.m., going back to Connors and Agassi and stuff like that. They're both going to lose.
Really?
They're both getting knocked out. Yeah. Yeah. Look, the U.S. Open, I understand that Federer at least would always seemingly get to at least the fourth round. Never went out early. I'm saying they're both going out. They're not getting to the finals. I don't even think they're getting to the semis necessarily. It's too deep. There are too many players. You know, I mean, there's somebody like Sinner, who people aren't even paying attention to, who just won, who can win. You certainly got Coco Gauff on the women's side who can knock out Swiatek,
who's finally beat her. She just won her last two tournaments.
Okay, so why do I think that these two, by the way, they are worthy number ones. They are, and they are worthy to pick as your champions if you're forecasting the field. I'm going against both of them and say they're both going to lose.
Swiatek could end up playing Coco Gauff in the quarterfinals.
Quarters is too early.
Coco just That's beat her after losing this first seven matches to Swiatek.
It's a mistake by the U.S.
She beat her in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
But Alcaraz, here's what's amazing. The guy's only 20 years old. But the men's, last year it was all about the women's draw because it was Serena. It looked like it was going to be her last tournament. We don't know if that's necessarily the case. But Alcaraz and Djokovic, plus you have Francis Tiafoe and you have Christopher Eubanks, who was great at Wimbledon.
Yes.
So you talk about these night matches. They're going to
crowd boost for those guys.
Djokovic and Alcaraz have met four times. They're 2-2. Djokovic just beat him. In Cincinnati, ripped off his shirt. They had the great match that they played at Wimbledon.
This?
I think it's going to be the two of them in the final.
Neither one is going to win.
Neither. I'll take money on that. Alcaraz is going to win.
He's good on every surface.
He's a freak.
U.S. Open, it's different. It's going to sound different and feel different, and the pressure's going to be different.
Escape from Alcaraz. You're going to
maybe
bet
the first
on
American champion since 2003, Andy Roddick, maybe. That's it.
That wouldn't be bad.
We're taking one last break, but still to come, the Texas Rangers are suddenly sliding.
And should the Colts be encouraged by what they've seen of Anthony Richardson in the preseason? Mike has also been streaming NFL preseason games as well.
No, you get banned in my house if you watch NFL preseason. Banned. Get out the house.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Better get happy, people. Happy 34th birthday tomorrow. James Harden. We know what he'll be wishing when he blows out the candles on his cake. Get me the hell out of Philly. The NBA fined the 76ers star guard $100,000 this week for his public comments indicating he would not honor his contract. That'll be rescinded. Harden said in China last week, quote, "Daryl Morey's a liar, and I will never be part of an organization that he's part of." Let me say that again. Daryl Morey is a liar, and I will never be part of an organization he's part of. Close quote. Frank, where's this all headed?
34 years old, huh? He looked like he was fitty in Game 7 against the Celtics. I've always liked James Harden. He loves to play. He's a great offensive player. He's going to make about $36 million this season, and he's calling his boss a liar. Come on, James. He wants to go to the Clippers. I get it.
We know he wants $40 to $50 million a year at least.
He's not that kind of player anymore.
But he doesn't believe that.
He had two great games against the Celtics.
I agree.
He was not good against the Brooklyn Nets.
I'm with you on that. Happy anniversary, Doc Gooden. On this day, 38 years ago, impossible, the Mets phenom set a major league record by becoming the youngest pitcher in history to win 20 games in a season. Gooden was just 20 years old at the time, winning the National League side with a record of 24-4 with 16 complete games and leading the bigs with 268 Ks and an ERA of 1.53. My God. The Mets announced yesterday they will retire the number 16 worn by Gooden and the number 18 worn by his teammate Daryl Strawberry. Those two had, at times, spectacular careers that were both derailed by drugs. But both were integral to the Mets winning the World Series title in 1986.
That year by Gooden, that's one of the greatest years for any pitcher. And
yes,
I'll tell you, when he pitched, especially at Shea Stadium, it was an event.
Yeah.
I looked this up. He had a game against Fernando Valenzuela, the great Fernando, in L.A. that season.
Yeah.
They both pitched nine scoreless innings. The Mets ended up winning the game, I think, in the 12th or 13th. When's the next time
baseball doesn't need the starting pitcher. You'd rather pay your money to go see a bullpen day.
Those two went nine innings each.
Yeah.
Scoreless.
Bullpen day now.
Yeah.
Which is as dumb as going to see Aaron Rodgers participate in a preseason game. Way to go, New York. Be hyped. Happy trails to the seventh straight game for the Texas Rangers. The AL West leaders fell to the AL Central leading Twins last night in their first of four in Minnesota. After jumping out to an early lead, the Rangers fell apart again. The bullpen has now given up 21 runs and blown four saves during the seven-game losing streak. The Rangers' lead is just one over the Mariners and Astros, and they're not far from falling out of the wild card. Overall, the Rangers' odds of making the playoffs have fallen from 95% just 10 days ago to 71% now.
A good reminder that the Major League Baseball season is long.
Stop with those odds.
Now,
it's stupid.
They still have three games against the Astros, Texas does, and then they play seven of their last 10 games against the Mariners. The last four games of the season are in Seattle. So that could be decided
that final
week.
So these percentages, I hate when they put these things on the screen. I would throw a brick at the screen, except I don't want to replace my own TV. Don't put that junk on the screen. It doesn't mean jack, because you've adjusted it now after seven games from 95 to 71. So what good was the information in the first place?
By the way, Astros lost last night to the Red Sox, 17-1.
I know. The Astros.
Largest margin loss ever for the Astros.
Okay.
Falling apart.
Time to go to the big finish. We can't fall apart. Look at quarterback Anthony Richardson. 6-for-17, Frank, last night. But he did lead the Colts to three scoring drives. Is that encouraging or not?
You know, he has two preseason games. His completion percentage is just about 45%.
Yeah.
Zach Wilson, who struggled last year with the Jets, he threw, his completion percentage was 54%.
Yeah,
he's going to struggle this year big time. The Las Vegas Aces became the first WNBA team to win 30 regular season games. By the way, they play the Liberty on Monday in New York. Are you impressed?
Yeah, they had an easy one last night. Came from 16 down to beat my Sky. There's still six games left in the season. Mookie Betts returns to Fenway for the first time since the Red Sox traded him. Your thoughts?
I think it's going to be a special night at Fenway. In the last 11 games, Mookie's hitting 24 of 41. Pretty good. Simone Biles competes at the Nationals beginning tonight. Are you intrigued?
The lights are bright. It's Simone Biles. Yeah, intrigued. She's going for an eighth all-around U.S. title. Last one, Aaron Rodgers makes his preseason debut for the Jets tomorrow. What do you expect besides hype?
One or two series. By the way, have you watched Hard Knocks?
No.
It's an Aaron Rodgers infomercial. So we got Aaron Rodgers, Otani, Messi, the Aces, and the U.S. Open all in New York this weekend.
You got Messi. That's what you got.
Come to town.
You got King.
We're out of time. We'll try to do better the next time. I'm Frank Isola.
You got U.S. Open qualifying. Stay away from the preseason football. I'm Mike Wilbon. Have a great weekend, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.
Look at this camera. Have you been here before? It's right there.
No, not really. Not for a moment.
Aaron Rodgers has him off his game.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two,
Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.